Thanks, Denise. Stop. Richie, I think the rank and file of your union will find this a very fair contract.
As far as the working man is concerned, there ain't no such thing as a fair contract.
But Mr. Walker and I will present it to the members of the union this weekend. We'll have an answer for you by Monday.
If it was up to me, I'd give you an answer right now.
Gee, that didn't sound very encouraging.
No, that's just tough talk. We made them as fair a proposal as the state budget would allow.
Come on, Benson. First you give in to the highway maintenance workers. Next you'll give in to the toll collectors. Then it'll be the parks personnel. Face it, you caved in. You let them walk all over you. You should have welcome tattooed across your chest.
If your dumb meeting is over, I'd like to pick up the garbage.
Clayton, your ride's here.
Amusing.
Oh, look how sloppy this place is. Least you could do is help me clean up.
Okay, Kraus, hop in a bag and I'll toss stuff to you.
So how'd the negotiation go?
Well, we made the McCullough offer. They're going to look at it over the weekend. I think we have a good shot at it being accepted.
Hooray! We don't have to work this weekend.
Oh, good. Now you can hang the drapes in the front window.
Denise, I just hung the blanket.
Fine, I'll do it myself.
So emotional when they're pregnant.
So I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Oh, I think she'll get him to put the drapes up.
Well, Governor, I'm talking about Stump Walker in the contract negotiations.
Oh, right. Oh, he has always been a stubborn son of a gun. Doesn't trust anybody. You deserve a pat on the back just for surviving this week with him.
Well, you better pat it quickly because I plan to spend the weekend lying on it. I am bushed.
Well, I'm glad I had you handle the negotiations. Enjoy your rest. I'll talk to you on Monday. And Benson, thanks again.
Okay, Governor. So what are you going to do over the weekend, Kraus?
Well, Saturday night, I have a date with John Travolta. Then we are flying to Vegas, where we are meeting up with Sly Stallone. And the three of us are going to a party.
Kraus, I don't believe that.
Oh, yeah? What part don't you believe?
That you have a date. Pass it. Come on, babe, pass the ball.
Pass the ball, dummy. Gee. Every week it's the same thing with this guy. Sac City. Put it down over there, Webby.
Here, keep the change.
Benson.
Oh, hey, Tony. I thought you were the chicken man, man.
Hey, am I bothering you?
No. I'm watching the football game.
See, I didn't know there was a game on tonight.
No, this is last night's game. I had to work, so I taped it. Sit down.
Gee, I can't have a look at a game once I know who won.
Me neither. But I don't know who won this.
Baltimore by 17.
Thank you. What's up?
You know something? It's a terrific feeling knowing you're my neighbor.
What do you mean?
How long we known each other?
What do you want, Tony?
Hey, if I'm bothering you, just say the word.
What would the word be?
Now, you're probably not aware of this, but Diane and I have been having some marital problems.
Tony, I don't want to hear about your marriage. Talk to a counselor, a minister, Dr. Joyce Brothers, anybody. But leave me out of it.
Hey, but I didn't come here to talk about that.
Good.
I came to ask you if you could watch the baby for us tonight.
No. No good.
I thought you liked Tracy.
I do, as long as she's at your house.
It's sort of an emergency.
What kind of an emergency?
See, Diane and I want to celebrate our fifth wedding anniversary, but I just found out our babysitter broke her leg.
Well, let me get my phone book and I'll find you a babysitter. Well,
Diane wouldn't feel comfortable leaving Tracy with someone she didn't know.
Tony, it's been a tough week. I'm very tired and I just want to spend a weekend watching TV.
Come on. I need a romantic evening.
I need a peaceful evening.
She'll sleep. We'll only be gone a couple of hours.
What's a couple?
Three? Four?
That's not a couple.
She's a great kid. You won't have any trouble.
And you'll only be gone 3 or 4 hours.
At the most.
Bring her over.
What'd you say?
Bring her over.
Good, thanks, man. That's great. Oh, one thing. I only pay $3 an hour.
Tony, go get the baby before I change my mind.
You know something, man? You're the last of the good guys.
Being a good guy really stinks.
She's fed. Everything's been taken care of. And for some reason, she should wake up and begin to cry.
What?
Well, try singing the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
The Battle Hymn of the Republic? What the hell is that gonna do?
It usually gets her right back to sleep.
I thought you said she slept through the night.
I said probably.
Probably? You didn't say nothing about no probably. There was no probably in our discussion.
Relax, man. Everything will be all right.
Mm.
Oh, I almost forgot.
Well, babe, looks like it's me and you. What are you doing awake? Look at some TV. All right, I'll take that as a yes. I got the football game on tape. The Colts won. Yeah, I felt exactly the same. Okay, so we won't watch no TV. Okay, what do you want to do? What you want to do? Besides crying. What's the matter then? Oh, come on.
Tommy!
Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop when the... Mine eyes have seen the glory of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the faithful love. I mean, damn, it works. Tony ain't as dumb as he looks. Oh, sweetheart, I don't know the second verse. Come on, sure it's them or not. Okay, here I am, okay. My eyes have seen the glory of the God. Mine eyes have seen... All right. Hello. Hey, Tony, you and Diane, y'all home? I'll bring the paper right over. What do you mean, stranded? Snowstorm? The guy didn't say nothing about that on the weather last night. Hold on. Jerk was wrong again. Yeah, Tracy's sound asleep. Everything's fine here. Oh, hi, Diane. What? Yeah, I still got your spare key. Okay, well, let me write this down. Formula in the fridge. Baby food in third cabinet. Okay. Okay, you guys take care of yourselves. Everything's fine here. I'll talk to you later, okay? Bye-bye. Well, looks like me and you, sweetheart, are gonna have to spend the night together. You women are all alike. Anybody ready for some breakfast, Shipper? Well, nothing like a little mashed up squash to get you going in the morning. Oh, good. Maybe that's your mummy and daddy. The abominable snowman.
It's me.
Close enough.
telephone lines are down. I've got a highway patrol car waiting outside for you.
I didn't knock the lines down.
Benson, the governor has called an emergency meeting. He wants us there.
What's it about?
Yeah, your friend Stump Walker called his men out on strike. They won't clear the streets until we renegotiate.
Oh, brother. Well, it's going to take a little time. Well, I guess Tracy will have to come along with us.
Tracy? Who's Tracy?
Well, Tracy's my next-door neighbor's daughter. I was babysitting. They got stranded upstate. Say hello, Tracy.
Isn't she adorable? Cougie, cougie, mooga, mooga.
Clayton, she is not an Ewok. Why don't you put her food together? I'm going to get an extra blanket.
Aren't you the cutest? Booja booja. No, 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 no. Like a thai baby on the treetop.
I'm not supposed to know when this stuff is ready.
Sprinkle some on your arm.
I'm not putting milk on my arm.
Here, I'll do it. How does that feel?
Warm.
Then it's ready.
So now what do I do?
You feed the baby.
Feed the baby?
That's right, Krause. Pick her up and give her the bottle.
Pick her up in my arms?
No, Nanook, with your teeth.
And I don't know how to hold babies. Let Katie do it.
It's okay with me. Hi, sorry it took so long. Pete got the car stuck in a snowdrift. We had to walk all the way over.
Well, it wasn't my fault. Some joker on a toboggan ran a red light.
Who's baby?
It's my next door neighbor's daughter. Her name is Tracy. Denise, would you mind keeping an eye on her while I'm in the meeting?
I don't know, Benson.
Well, haven't you been taking child care classes?
Yeah, but we only work with rubber dolls.
She's real good with dolls, though.
You better hope she gives birth to a chatty Cathy.
I'll watch her, Benson. Boy, it doesn't seem that long since Katie was that age.
Yeah, I'll help.
You? You can't even pick her up.
Well, I can help. I just can't be the main baby person. I can't hold her, I can't feed her, and I certainly can't change her.
Maybe you can put some pinto beans in your mouth and use your head for a rattle. All right. Let me make this proposal.
Are we to construe this as a binding proposal?
Actually, proposal is an inappropriate word. I think Mr. Dubois would consider this more of a suggestion.
Fine. Let me make a suggestion.
Are we to consider this a binding suggestion?
Counselor, by definition, the word suggestion precludes any intimation of permanency.
But by virtue of the parties involved, any alteration of the contract, insinuated or implied, transcends the simple definition of suggestion.
I have another suggestion. Why don't you two go out in the hallway and play word power?
I'll agree to that.
Fine.
Very well.
We'll be in my office when you come to your senses.
All right, Stump. Lawyers are gone. Let's me and you talk straight. And when you left this room on Friday, you were in favor of this contract, right?
Yeah, basically.
What happened between then and now to change your mind?
It snowed. Now I've got the upper hand.
Stump, we gave you the best deal we could. Read it. You've got all the facts right there in front of you.
You guys in management kill me. You always stick it to the working man.
Don't tell me about the working man. I've been there.
You may have been there once, but you ain't there now. Once you put that suit and tie on, you became one of them.
You know, now I know why they call you Stump. You're cut off below the brain.
Be dumb, but I'm way ahead of you.
Yeah, well, you may be ahead of me, but you're going in the wrong direction.
Meaning what?
Meaning this is the best package we could possibly offer you. I know it and you know it, and you're crazy to let your membership turn it down.
My membership didn't have to turn it down. I turned it down for them.
You mean to tell me they've never even seen this offer?
Look, Dubois, for 35 years I've been getting up in front of those guys and telling them this contract is the best management can do. Well, thanks to an unexpected snowstorm, I don't have to do that anymore.
All right, let's compromise. I will agree to reopen negotiations if you will just put your men back out on the streets.
In other words, you want me to trust you.
I give you my word I'll deal in good faith.
You're good, Dubois. Real good. But trust you? I'd rather floss my teeth with a chainsaw.
I know where I can get one.
Excuse the interruption, Benson. Could I see you just a minute?
Oh, sure. Excuse me a minute.
Is this the right song? My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Yeah, that's it.
It doesn't work.
What do you mean?
I mean, she won't stop crying. We've tried everything. You'd better come take a look at her.
Okay, I'll be there in a minute. Stump, can you hang on for about 10 minutes?
Sure. Every 10 minutes is another half inch of snow.
What a guy.
Is this what it's gonna be like? Crying, the worrying, year after year after year. I don't think I can take it.
Calm down, Pete. One baby is all I can handle right now.
When I cried as a baby, my papa gave me schnapps.
Did it work?
I don't remember. My entire childhood is a blur.
Here. This is driving me nuts.
Okay, Pete, relax.
I'll tell you one thing. When Denise has my baby, as soon as it walks, it's going to military school.
Pete, why don't you go outside in the snow and play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Benson, she feels warm to me.
Mm. Yes, yeah, she is. Her eyes are red.
You think she's sick?
I don't know. Hard to tell.
Feel her nose. See if it's warm and dry.
If it is, should I give her a dog yummy?
I couldn't stay up there. The lawyers came back. Whose baby?
It's my next door neighbor's. I'm looking after her.
We think she's sick.
Oh, you better call a doctor.
What good will that do? The whole city snowed in.
I may be tough, Dubois, but I'm not heartless. Give me the doc's address and I'll have one of my boys pick him up and bring him here on the snowplow.
Denise, call Dr. Phillips and tell him what's happened and I'll write down his address for you.
Now, don't get the wrong idea, Dubois. This strike is still on. I don't want you to be thinking that I'm some kind of pushover.
Don't worry, Stump. In our eyes, you're still a rotten guy.
Doc's been up to 20 minutes with the baby. I sure hope it's nothing serious.
Oh, it ain't. It's probably just an ear infection.
Who are you, the Gerber answer man?
I got 3 daughters, 14 grandchildren, and I raised 2 sisters. I've seen a lot of ear infections.
That doesn't make you an expert.
What do you know? You ever raise any kids?
Yeah, I raised my younger brothers and sisters.
How'd they turn out?
They didn't have no ear infections.
Everything's all right. The doctor just thinks it's an ear infection.
That's what I said.
Just wanted a second opinion.
I'm going to go outside and see if Pete's calmed down yet.
Oh, he's all right. He just came in here a minute ago, wanted a carrot for his snowman.
Call me if you need me.
Okay.
Look who's better.
So how's she doing?
She's asleep. And I thought she'd be more comfortable in her own bed.
Oh, would you look at her.
Yeah. Is she an angel?
I remember when Katie was that size.
Is this going to be a story?
No, I was just remembering.
Reminds me of a story.
What is he, the designated storyteller?
I remember when Gloria, that's my oldest, she was about 5. She got a hold of my electric razor and shaved the cat bald. Ruined the razor.
Didn't do the cat much good either, did it?
What? Oh, I never thought of that. You know something, Dubois? There are moments when you can be an okay guy.
Kind of guy you can trust?
Well, I guess you must be if your neighbors are willing to let you take care of their baby.
I'll tell you what, Stump. If you put your men back on the street, I promise you we'll sit down at the table and negotiate until we hammer out something we both think is fair.
Okay, Dubois. I'm going to trust you. You got a deal.
Let's get to work.
Nine eyes have seen the glory.
What's going on?
Don't ask questions, just sing.
He has loosed another lightning of his terrible sword. His truth is hard.